Good morning, everyone. We're going to call this Broward County Planning Council Regular Meeting and Public Hearing for August 28th, 10 a.m. to order. Please, if you'd all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, if Commissioner Long would lead us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, now if we could have the roll call, please.
Mayor Lisa Aaronson.
Here.
Commissioner Richard Blattner. Mayor Vincent Bocard.
Here.
Mr. Neil DeJesus.
Here.
Commissioner Bobby DuBose. Mr. Dean Burr. School Board Member Patricia Good. Ms. Mary D. Graham.
Here.
Mr. Dan Hobby. Ms. Lynn Kaplan. Commissioner Martin Care.
Here.
Commissioner Michelle Lazaro.
Present.
Commissioner Michael Long.
Here.
Commissioner Rita Mack. Mayor Michael Ryan.
Present.
Mr. Nicholas Stephens. Mayor Daniel Sturmer.
Here.
Ms. Ann Castro, Chair.
Here. As we did in the previous Traffic Ways meeting, I think Commissioner Furr is asked for excused absence, as well as Commissioner DuBose of Fort Lauderdale. As most of you know, they won an election recently, and they're probably en route to making some changes in their life. In addition, I believe Vice Mayor Blattner has requested an absentee, as well as Commissioner Mack.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Ms. Kaplan is supposed to be appearing on the phone. I haven't heard her call in yet. She may jump in as we get started, so if you hear anything, let me know, and please let the record reflect that Mr. Hobby just stepped in. Thank you. Real quick, some housekeeping. Bagel Fund, as a reminder. Again, we support ourselves. Put a few dollars in if you can. Also, the parking validation. If you need your parking thing validated, let staff know, and they will go ahead and take a look at that. Okay? We're going to move on to the consent agenda.
Move the consent agenda.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, carries unanimously. Council's report. Okay.
We love him.
Executive Director's report.
Sorry.
That's okay. You weren't coming in at first at all, so that was an improvement.
The item that's on the agenda is the conflict for the September 25th meeting with Rosh Hashanah. So there's a couple of options. We can reschedule the meeting to September 18th or October 2nd as alternative dates. However, the news that I would like to report to you is if you dispense of your business this morning, there'll be no time-sensitive items for September, so you would have the ability to cancel that meeting if you so desired and meet next time in October.
Wonderful.
Just a quick note, too. September 18th at 10 o'clock, I think, is the grand opening of the South Runway, and I know that some of us are going to be there. I don't know how many of us will be, but I'm thinking a good share, so that may be an option that's not available. Also, if you'll let the record reflect that school board member Good, that's the hardest one for me to get out of my mouth, has arrived. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam.
So does anybody have any druthers, or do you want to wait till the end of the agenda and make a move?
I would move, subject to today's agenda being dispensed with, affirmatively, that we cancel the September 25th meeting.
Second.
Roll call. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go right in.
Apologize. I ran up the escalator. To confirm with staff, I don't know what was discussed before I got here. I know we've been trying to get the student generation rates discussed before this forum, along with meeting the schedule with the county commission and so forth. So is canceling the meeting hindering that at all?
My understanding from speaking with county staff, as we haven't even received it yet to prepare the local planning agency review, is holding that item till October 23rd will not significantly impact the adoption date. At that point, it would make it could be like a 2-week difference.
Okay. Because just knowing that once the county takes action, I think there's a window of 90 days. Mm-hmm. So any further delay is going to further delay the implementation, but as long as it's not a significant delay.
Right. That was my understanding when I spoke with the staff.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? We'll take a roll call vote, please.
Mayor Lisa Aronson.
Yes.
Commissioner Richard Blattner. Mayor Vincent Bocard.
Yes.
Mr. Neil DeJesus.
Yes.
Commissioner Bobby DeBose. Mr. Bean Fur. School Board Member Patricia Good.
Yes.
Ms. Mary D. Graham.
Yes.
Mr. Dan Hobby.
Yes.
Ms. Lynn Haviland. Commissioner Martin Kerr.
Yes.
Commissioner Michelle Lazaro.
Yes.
Commissioner Michael Long.
Yes.
Commissioner Rita Mack. Mayor Michael Bryan.
Yes.
Mr. Nicholas Stephens. Mayor Daniel Sturmer.
Yes.
Ms. Ann Castro, Chair.
Yes.
The next item is, I was just going to give an overview. I know many of you saw the emails that I've been sending out about the kickoff meeting for the overview of the Broward County Land Use Plan. Yesterday, we held that kickoff meeting. I felt like it was a huge success. We had over 100 people in actual attendance, and then we did have people send me emails that they had watched on the internet, watched the webcasts. I felt it was a really positive note. I got a lot of positive feedback from cities and consultants, developers after the meeting. So Henry Cizek and I will be meeting next week to talk about what our next steps are as far as scheduling meetings. We have rooms reserved, but we'll start setting up that schedule. I felt like there was a lot of good, great input, and I really do think it's going to be an exciting time and exciting project.
I have a bit to add, and first I want to thank the members who were there yesterday. I know Commissioner Kerr was there. I know Mr. Hobby was there. I know School Board Member Good was there. I know Mayor Sturmer. I'm just going to start saying, you know, Good.
Patty.
Yeah, or Patty. I know Mr. DeJesus was there. We had some other elected officials there. First of all, on behalf of all of us, I'm going to acknowledge and thank staff. Barbara, Henry, and Maribel did an excellent, excellent job. I know the planning staff helped back all of you up, as well as Henry's staff. Your presentation was phenomenal, and as we spoke yesterday, I hope you're going to share it with all the members of the Planning Council. It was not only enlightening, it was actually entertaining, which... It was funny, which is, you know, something that caught people, and some of it was astounding, and just not to give it all away, but Henry did a overview from like the, I don't know, 1800s to the current day, basically a satellite map of Broward County, and you could just see the build out, and it's amazing what the county has gone through in a very short period of time. Being a resident of Dania Beach these days, I was proud to see in the early, the very first 1900 ones, it was Fort Lauderdale and Dania Beach. That was interesting to me because I just never thought about it that way. So, I think Barbara did a great job of explaining the structure of the committees, what topics they're going to cover, potential memberships, and I think it jazzed everybody up. The one cautionary tale, though, is we built it up so wonderfully. I think some people think we're going to solve every Broward County problem in this process. And I thought Henry did a nice job of bringing it back to as it relates to land use. I mean, there's so many things you can do with land use. You can't do zoning code. You can't do design guidelines. You can't do all health issues. But there are certain things with land use that we can make things a little bit easier as they move through. I thought they also did a nice job of stressing they're going to try to make things efficient, effective, and less costly. And not that we're giving up quality. We're not. But there are a lot of duplications, and I learned a new lexicon yesterday, GOPS. I didn't know what that was. I was just called as the GOP, and I thought it was a political party, but apparently it's not. So I was using that all day at the office, and my team is looking at me like, what is she going on about? So, but I think that's goals, objectives, and process.
Goals, objectives, and policies.
And policies. See, GOPS. I have to remember what it stands for next. Anyway, I also want to acknowledge County Administrator Bertha Henry, who also came and presented, and Vice Mayor Patty Asif of Hollywood, who was representing the League of Cities. I think through that, we demonstrated that all three groups are willing to work together, are going to work together. We set, I think, a fairly good tone. I had a lot of people come up to me afterwards. This isn't going to be a knockdown, drag-out. This is going to be a collaborative effort. Does that mean we're going to have some healthy debate? Of course it does. That's how you get better solutions. But I think we were able to set the right tone. I know the League of Cities has already put up their members. I believe the County Commission is working on theirs. One of the things I wanted to do today is looking at the membership of the Executive Steering Committee. I want to ask for a motion, and you know, I'm looking for augmentation of skills, abilities, and backgrounds. And I thought the two people that we might want to put up, if somebody would make a motion, for public safety knowledge and background, Mr. DeJesus, and for the school board, which so far isn't represented at all in any elected, I wanted Patricia Patty to be nominated. So if somebody could nominate those two members, I think, thank you. We have a first and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
Second was the commissioner.
Thank you. And I believe, Commissioner Keir, you're also going to be on the ad hoc steering committee on behalf of Broward County.
Yes.
So that's great. And I think Mayor Sturmer's going to be one of the people from the League of Cities. So it's going to be a really well-rounded group, but that still means there's room for all of you to participate. There's a lot of these subcommittees that are going to be very, very involved. That's where the action's going to actually be. And I'm going to obviously get involved with some of them, redevelopment, natural resources, some of those things. I encourage all of you to do the same. And really make sure everybody you know is involved at your local government, your, you know, consultants, business relationships, chambers, everybody, educators, everybody. We also had a pleasant surprise in that FAU has offered up some services that they will get involved. Frank Schnidman and his students who do the urban planning, they will be fully engaged and probably participating in the process, which I think helps augment our staff and what we're trying to do. So it was a really good meeting. Again, I want to thank all of you for your hard work. You guys did a great job. I think you represented the Planning Council extremely well, and I think there was a lot of excitement. So thank you again.
Thank you. I just would like to send out a follow-up this afternoon or tomorrow, and it will have the PowerPoint.
Yeah, you're going in and out.
It will. So, yeah. That's all.
And next thing, and I'm sorry because I skipped over, and you probably, what is she doing? Well, first, I don't have my contact lens in today, which means I can't see 10 feet away from me. But I think, is County Commissioner Lamarck over there in that corner behind that? Oh, thank you.
That's what I was trying to look at you.
Get my attention. Okay. Absolutely. School member, we're good. Good.
Yes, and I also want to compliment the chair. She did a phenomenal job as well, and I think aside from all the positive comments that we got from the presentation that staff did, we heard a lot of positive comments about her and her ability to steer the discussion in a very positive way. So I can't think of a better person to be at the realm of the head of the Planning Council such as yourself.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
And just lastly, Madam Director, yesterday was webcast. Is it available on the web if people want to see it who weren't here yesterday?
Good question.
We have a recording of the meeting, and I just got the DVD this morning.
Okay.
I'm not sure if we're going to be able to post it to the internet. I've been having some discussions with the Office of Public Communications just about the space and that sort of thing, about archiving. But I think we're going to try to figure out a way, either on YouTube, we're going to figure out something to be able to either post it in segments, or we'll figure out something.
Good. Thank you. Going back up to the top of the agenda, we had a certificate of appreciation, and County Commissioner Lamarco wanted to be here for that, so we were holding off a little bit till he can arrive because he wanted to be here for Mr. Bascom's presentation. So we have two choices, and I'll let Tim. I know Tim is a well-liked member amongst this group. So either we can bring you and County Commissioner Lamarca up here, or we could do it in the well where it's typically done. But honestly, I would rather do it up here with all of everybody around you, because I think they all appreciated your service. So is that okay? And would you like to go first anyway at the well, please? Oh, you have another thing to give them. Oh.
He bears gifts on a Thursday morning.
Away stuff.
What a talented group of public servants. Good to see you guys. You all. I wanted to, you know, we get the opportunity as elected officials at the county level to appoint a lot of people to a lot of different boards, and every one of them is an important role. But it's not often that you get to appoint somebody that you think is absolutely perfect for the role. And Commissioner Long is my elected official appointment, and my other appointment was Tim Bascom for a couple of years. And I just wanted to do my part and let Tim know how much I appreciated his service. If he would stop moving and moving out of my district, we'd be okay, and he could still be here. So Jamie, your role is to buy another house in District 4 and not in Lighthouse Point, I understand. But no, I just wanted to thank Tim for his service, and he's done a fantastic job, and I know you all appreciate him, but we also appreciate him in our part of the county and his work that he did, and I just thought it was a good fit, being with his background and what a service he did. So with that, I'd like to present this to the young man here. Yep. Thank you.
And Commissioner Lamarca, before you go, if you wouldn't mind doing one more photo op, I think.
Thank you for attending the conference.
You should be in a picture too.
You are the first participant.
And with Tim and you.
Please hold.
And also, Jamie, when we do ours, you'll come up here as well, please.
What would you like to say?
Tim, we're going to let you talk in a minute.
Oh.
Why don't you come up here?
You know I want to.
I know. Why don't you come up here?
Especially.
Jamie, please. We'll get you photos, Jamie. We always have the picture when we get here. I'm starting a new tradition and having the picture when we leave.
Hello?
Especially if they've been such a valuable member.
Hello?
While we're starting to get huddled for the photo, the certificate from the Broward County Board of County Commissioners
Hello?
Reads, Certificate
yes,
of Appreciation and Recognition of Your Dedication to Our Community and the Public Service You Have Voluntarily Provided to Benefit the People of Broward County, presented to Tim Bascom for serving the Broward County Planning Council, and it's signed by County Administrator Bertha Henry, as well as Broward County Mayor Barbara Sharif. And Tim is still in search of the perfect sunset.
Yes,
so
he is.
I'm sure he's not done moving yet. As long as he doesn't move to my district, I'm okay.
Thank you, Anna.
Where's your lovely wife? There we go. Okay, if you don't mind, we're going to get in the middle here. Get everybody in. Oh, yeah.
Put the chairs out of the way.
This is the outgoing class. Tall guys to the back. People.
No, I'm with the ladies.
Yeah, look at it. He's just trying
to the girls.
Everybody, half turn. Yes, half turn.
I always said this was the fun part of this job.
First day and the last day.
How many times have we done this? Let's make them do it again. We need you here every day. Thank you so much.
I think we should have closed the sunset behind that.
Can she Photoshop
yeah,
that?
Can you Photoshop a sunset?
Can you Photoshop a sunset behind the picture, she's asking.
Can't.
Oh, sorry. I'll reach around. You just go ahead.
Patricia's eating.
Jesus. Must be a school board thing.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Madam Chair.
I hear Lynn Kaplan. It's okay,
yes.
Ms. Kaplan. We're just saying goodbye to Mr. Bascom. It'll be a few seconds.
No problem. I was just able to get patched through.
I couldn't see him behind the thing, so he sat off in a blind spot. Okay, Mr. Bascom, now the microphone is yours.
Well, first up, thank you very much, and I obviously have to thank Chip LaMarca for appointing me to this board, because without that and with his leadership in this county, well, we personally, I can say that for myself, and this board wouldn't be where it is. Also, Ann, thank you very much. Your leadership is really amazing. I mean, you're taking on this whole rewrite of the land use plan and the comp plan, which is one heck of a task, but couldn't be a better person in front, so.
We got a great staff that's doing it, yeah.
And thank you all, the board. This is a great group of people with a great knowledge base, which this county is very lucky to have. And this board, going forward, it's so important to have the people like you working to go forward to put this comp plan and our land use plan in place, and it couldn't be better. But finally, I want to thank, obviously, Barbara and Andy and the staff, because without you, seriously, this board cannot do what it does.
Correct.
And you guys are a fantastic group of people and very knowledgeable, and it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
But finally, one passing note, because yesterday's meeting and what you're about to embark on, and I'm going to leave this one thing with you. New York Central Park. It's a park that it's part of New York. But without far-thinking planning, way ahead, it could not have been. So I ask you this. Don't think 30 years ahead. I ask you to think 100 years ahead and make this county, think about what it can be in 100 years and leaving it for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, because it is an amazing county we live in, and it can be that much better. So thank you very much.
And we, of course, thank you for your service, and that idealism and vision that you just expressed is what's going to be very much missed as a member of this council. This obviously is a balancing act, and so all point of views are welcomed, and it's important, as I said earlier, that we have the debate so we come to better solutions. And your positions or your points are going to be very much missed. So thank you for your service, and thank your family for giving you the ability and allowing you the flexibility to serve. There you go. Well, I was opening that door for you, so there you have.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
I would only hope, Tim, that as we move forward in the process, even if you're going back to be a member of the public, that you continue to participate. You bring a perspective and a bunch of ideas, and I think the process would miss your input. So yes. I would hope you find a number of areas that are of interest to you and continue to join us.
Any more? Thank you. Thank you, sir. Okay, we're moving down to the regular public hearing agenda. Are there any polls for PH 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? Also, let the record reflect, I think we have Ms. Kaplan on the phone now as well. So hopefully
yes,
she can hear us. Thank you. Ms. Graham?
I have a question.
Wait one second, Ms. Kaplan. Ms. Graham?
I'd like to poll items 1, 2, and 4. 1 and 2 for some questions on it, and 4 to be consistent in my vote on the first one.
Okay. Go ahead, Ms. Kaplan.
I just have a question on PH 7.
On 7. Okay. So we're going to poll 1, 2, 4, and 7. So may I have a motion to do...
Second.
That would be 3, 5, and 6, if I did my writing right, correct? Have a motion and a second to move 3, 5, and 6. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Seeing none, carries unanimously. First, we'll pull item PH 1.
Just real quick.
It's your microphone. Thank you.
Just real quick, the first, when we heard this for the first certification, I had only been on the Planning Council about a month back in 2011. And my questions are actually to Public Hearing 2, where it appears they are doing some revisions with approval. Am I misunderstanding that?
Well, both of these are recertification of the City of Pompano Beach plan, and it's a map amendment and the corresponding text amendment. And both of these amendments correspond to a previous Broward County land use plan amendment that was approved in 2010. So Planning Council staff review found these recertification requests consistent with the county plan.
And because of their being consistent with the Broward County land use plan changes, it's basically a ministerial act. I mean, there is
Okay, only because I'll be voting to recert it, but I wasn't here for that first time. Okay.
Very few of you were here during that time. It was 2010, and the reason it's taken 4 years for the recertification was because it was previously held up in a lawsuit that the county was a party to, and there was a lot of things that had to happen, but everything's effective and in effect right now.
Okay, thank you very much.
Do we have a motion to approve the item?
So moved.
We have Mayor Sturmer and, thank you, Mayor Aronson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Seeing none, carries unanimously. PH 2? Ms. Graham?
Again, I was only trying to clarify how they had come before us, before my being on the board, so my vote will be to approve.
Okay, may I have a motion again?
Second.
We had School Board Member Good and who was second? Mr. Hobby, thank you. I'm trying to call it out for Nancy so we get it down. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Seeing none, carries unanimously. Now we're up to PH 4. Ms. Graham, sorry.
Again, I did not vote for approval of this the first time we heard it, but it did pass. I just want to be consistent with my vote. Thank you.
Thank you.
You could change your mind.
Yeah.
Do we have a motion? Oh, we have discussion? What?
I was going to motion to move, but again, I want to again compliment the application. Based on the discussion last time, I think there was some confusion on my part, but I'm certainly supportive of the application and I'll move it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Thank you. Now we're up to item number, and actually, before we do item number 7, we did the consent motion on 3, 5, and 6. Can I get a clarification from the mover and the seconder? That was with, number 5 was with planning staff recommendations recognizing the applicant's voluntary commitment regarding open space. Is that correct? Thank you. I just want to make sure. I assume that, but you know, you want to create the record, so we just created the record. Thank you. And so we're up to number 7. Ms. Kaplan?
Yes, I had a question. Yes, hi, I had a question regarding 7, in that the MPO's analysis resulted in a statement that they made that it has a negative impact on the regional transportation network in that area. And then the city of Hollywood went ahead and they had a report, a traffic study done by Kimley Horn. I was just wondering if the MPO had an opportunity to review the report that the city had prepared and if they rendered, you know, if they thought it was a fair review.
Ms. Blake Boy?
Yes, I would say that there are two different traffic analyses that have been submitted for this application. What happens is we use the MPO, they have the long-range transportation plan, they run the model at our request for land use plan amendments, traffic waste plan amendments. With that being said, there are also constraints to running the long-range transportation model. So when the county review agencies reviewed the information in the application, they actually asked for additional transportation and traffic analysis to be done, which is what the applicant provided. So I would say that the information is not in conflict, but that what the applicant has provided is in addition to what the MPO was able to model. And there's, I think I just said, there's constraints on the to the long-range model, and that's why the additional analysis was requested. But the Planning Council staff review of that shows a very minimal impact. The exacerbated roadway segments, I believe, were A1A. You know, they were away from the amendment area, and it actually improves the level of service on the traffic way that's proposed to be amended with the context-sensitive corridor overlay, which is what we're talking about.
Madam Chair.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to clarify it because I was kind of struggling with the report from the city, whether or not it was really an impartial and unbiased analysis to rely upon. So that's why I was wondering if the MPO had reviewed it to give their opinion.
They provided the information, but they are just, you know, they said they supported the amendment. Their comments are in the report that they support the proposed amendment.
Attachment 5, which comes from the MPO, the MPO has no objection to the Dixie Highway
21st Avenue Traffic Way Amendment requested by the City of Hollywood in an email dated June 25th, which is attachment 5 to item number 7.
Answer your question, Ms. Kaplan. Are you okay with that?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? May I have a motion?
Move item number 7.
Mayor Sturmer moved it. Mayor Burkhard seconded it. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Seeing none, carried unanimously. Any other business? We stand adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.